as them associated in their body while firing their resource anchor. Then have them come back, walk back over the over the rainbow bridge, go back into their body as a little girl or a little boy, fire the resource anchor, and have them grow up rapidly through their own timeline. Okay, what we're doing is this was one form of reframing in multiple representational systems while simultaneously using anchoring. So all we're doing here is we're combining a bunch of techniques from NLP, and we're putting them all together in a package. Yeah. What questions do you have about re-imprinting? The process comes from Robert Diltz. Powerful method of working with the past. All you're doing, essentially, is having them go back to the root cause of a problem and relive through their timeline while firing off a resource anchor. Relive through that event. If there's somebody else involved, you have them build a magical rainbow bridge from that younger age over to that person, and you have them grow up as them through their timeline while firing out the resource anchor first, and then come back and grow up through their own timeline.
So you work with the, if there's a perp first, and then you.
But you would want to have them grow up as that person, as the perp, let's call it perpetrator. You'd have them grow up as that person with the resources. So you had the little them, the three-year-old them, give the resources to the perpetrator when the perpetrator was 3 years old. And they grow up as that perpetrator with those resources. So you fire the resource anchor while they're doing it.
They grow up with
As
the perpetrator.
Yep.
Then they come back and grow up as themselves.
Yep. While firing the resource anchor off each time. Remember perceptual positions? Remember when we did perceptual positions and we had you float outside of your body and float into somebody else's body and look at the problem through their eyes and then float? So what you're doing in this is you're combining perceptual positions, you're combining resource anchoring, and you're combining reframing.
And timeline.
And timeline. Yeah. Although this was created before releasing negative emotions and limiting decisions was created.
Don't pay 39 cents more.
Yeah. So you're throwing a bunch of techniques together. But it's quite a powerful technique and could be quite profound for somebody.
Oh, it sounds like I just got to do it.
You know what? Stumbling is part of the process. I did my first 10 interventions with my book in my lap.
I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
Just still not stumbling.
Yeah.
So you stack the anchors, take them across the bridge, have them get into the other person's body.
Yep.
Have them grow up.
Let's say that it was a little girl. Have the little girl... You know, have them go back in time first and give the resources to the little girl of power, love, confidence, and laughing, and you fire their anchor. Then you have that little girl walk over the bridge as them. So they're going to step into the body of the little girl, and they're going to walk over the bridge as a three-year-old girl, and they're going to give the bridge to the three-year-old boy who is the perpetrator, let's say. And then they're going to so the three-year-old girl gives the resources to the three-year-old boy. Then as the three-year-old girl, steps into the body of the three-year-old boy and grows up having these new resources while you're simultaneously firing out the resource anchor. Then they come back, walk back over the bridge, and grow up as themselves while firing the resource anchor.
So it's something you can't really do alone.
No. I wouldn't even attempt it alone. Yeah. I wouldn't use it unless I had somehow taken the person through a fast phobia theater or released the trauma. Yeah. Sometimes that'll happen. By the way, everybody would want to listen to this. If you're unaware that it's trauma until you go back and somebody goes into trauma, that happens. So what I will tend to do, if I notice that they go into a traumatic event or a traumatic memory when I have them doing something like this, is I'll go like this. If I can calm them down, I will. One of the easiest ways is to dissociate them. You ask them to rise up above their body and look down on themselves. So that's one of the easiest ways. But if I notice they're really freaking out, that's called VK dissociation, by the way, when you have somebody float outside and look down at themselves. VK, visual kinesthetic dissociation, yeah. Now, if I notice that they're really freaking out, I'll go like this above their head. Break their state. Or I'll say, okay, good, stand up, let's walk around the room. I'll just get them doing something different. If I clap my hands really loud above their head, that's going to break their state. So I want to break their state. I have said to somebody before in a therapy session when I noticed she was really freaking out, I said, you're not allergic to bees, are you? And she goes, no, why? Broker state. So this is another type of technique that you can use. What other questions do you have about re-imprinting? Let's take a look at precision repatterning, page Do you guys have page numbers on yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at page number... Sure. Let's look at page one. In precision repatterning, it says you will cover changing the direction of the timeline, releasing negative emotions, releasing limiting decisions, re-imprinting, and change personal history. Let's go over some of these. I'm going to give you some more theory on some of these. Turn to page two. It says discovering your timeline. This is just kind of review, so we're just going to kind of read over it. It says, now if I were to ask you, this is how you'd assist a client in finding their timeline. Now if I were to ask you which direction the past seems like it is for you, I had the sense that you would point in some direction in relation to your body. So why don't you just go ahead and point so that you know where your past is. It may seem like you're guessing, but just go ahead and point. Client points, you say, good. Now you have a past, and I know you have a future. So why don't you just go ahead and point so that you know where the future is. Client points. You say, good. Now notice that having the past in one direction, the future in the other sort of implies a line or could imply a line. So that's finding the timeline. Let's turn to page three. Remember, there's two different major types of time. There's in time and there's through time. The in time person has part of their timeline running through them. If any part of your timeline runs through you, that means that you're in time. If the timeline's all laid out in front of you with no parts running through you, you are through time. Please. I find about 50-50, yeah. Yeah, although a lot of people are forced to be through time for the working environment, the working world. Yeah, you can have some reluctant through time people, like they're really in time, but the world makes them to be through time. Let's turn to page four. Here's a couple of things that I added. These come from my book, because I got kind of tired of the SMART goal format. We used to use the SMART goal format. So now what I'm doing is when I have people put goals in their future, which I'll do sometimes as well, I had them write the goal first in this format where they put it is now, they'll put the future date, I am, I have, and they put the last step inside there.